Hey, it's Dan here. If you haven't heard, the Fun Kids Science Weekly is back and bigger than ever. We hear all about the biggest stories in the world of science.
And so they realize, oh my gosh, I think what we're seeing is a newborn great white.
Find out which science is the best.
Wow, I thought that just sounded like such a cool career that I could get out there, visit different places in those different environments.
Put your questions to the experts.
How does a mobile phone contact another mobile phone without a wire?
Remember to send in your questions on the free Fun Kids app or at funkidslive.com. That's the bigger and better Fun Kids Science Weekly every Saturday from wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Activity Quest, the podcast that's packed with stuff to do. This week, we're off to the Science Museum to check out Wonder Lab. George is going to Universal Orlando to find out more about a brand new ride they've got there. We're telling you how you can get your voice on air, and we've got a list of events from across the UK. Episodes of Activity Quest always start with the Fun Kids presenter getting out and about and discovering what's happening near you. Adam's been out and about quite a lot recently, and today he's checking out the Science Museum in London to visit a very special area they've got there, Wonder Lab.
Wonder Lab, we're at the Science Museum. You are Ellen. Ellen, what is it that you do here?
So I'm an explainer, which means that I get to help children and adults understand the science behind the activities that we provide. So we've got lots and lots of different exhibits. We've got about 48 exhibits in the gallery, and they're all around different parts of science. So we've got a matter section, space, maths, electricity, forces, and sound. I think that's it.
And they're all sort of things that I guess somebody might learn in school.
Yeah, so we can relate things to what people might learn in school. Also, there's a couple of things that you it might not have occurred to you, even when like children bring their adults with them. When they do, they have to bring their adults, but like adults often are like, oh, what's happening here as well? So it's quite fun for the kids to see that sometimes the adults don't know everything.
Amazing. The sparkly changing lights are drawing me into the gallery here, and we enter and immediately in front of us is this huge installation with is this part of science?
Yes, so this is an art installation that was put in, and it's got different types of really slow experiments that might take years to complete, and we actually use it as a sort of storage area as well for our chemistry demonstrations that we do about every hour in the gallery. So we can go round to the front if you want to go round to the front.
Yeah, let's do just that.
And we can see a really cool table in front, which is actually our periodic table of elements. And it's an actual table, and that's where we do all the experiments.
This looks cool. Press and hold the buttons to change the speed of each water drop stream. So the Wonder Lab gallery really is fully interactive.
Yes, everything in the gallery is made to be touched. The whole point is that you can touch everything. You can see how it works, and you don't have to worry about what you would normally worry about going into a museum, that you're not allowed to touch things. So it's a really cool interactive gallery.
It looks like it's moving in reverse.
So it's to do with how fast the light is flashing. Even though the light doesn't look like it's flashing, it's to do with how fast it flashes. So even though it looks like individual droplets going down, it's actually one big stream of water. But it's just to do with the light. And this is the kind of stuff I find that a lot of the stuff in the matter section is actually how a lot of magicians do their tricks. They're actually using science. So we have lots of different things. Like you might have seen this before on, there's a couple of films where magicians freeze the rain. Stuff like that is to do with the lighting. So it's quite cool. So there's going to be an electricity demonstration. It's going to be on in a second. So this includes firing something called a Tesla coil, and it puts lightning across the ceiling of the gallery that you can see. I mean, and it's really, really loud. So if you wanted to go over and have a look at a bit of that happening.
Yeah, let's do that.
Please watch for the back wall. Everyone here is a scientist, so you need to pay attention to what you can see, what you can smell, like that. Very, very good. 3, 2, 1.
So we're on like a moving walkway now, and there is us.
Yep, that's us. We've got the Earth going around the Sun in the centre of the gallery. The whole floor moves, and when we do demonstrations here, we will be mic'd up and standing next to the Earth, and we'll have everybody sitting on the moving floor while we talk about the Earth and the Sun and the Moon. We also talk a little bit about the stars. Even though we're all trained up on all the demonstrations, we all put our own like spin on it. So even if you've seen one of the demonstrations, the next one you might hear something completely different, because we're all like, we've all got different ideas about what we're going to talk about.
And the amazing thing about this moving floor is that it has moved us ever so slightly towards where we need to go next.
So Wonderlab is our interactive gallery for sevens and ups, but anyone is welcome, really. And it's all about different types of science, different sections of science, like forces and light and maths and space. It's just a really, really cool gallery. It's a ticketed gallery within the museum.
And so if people want to get their tickets and they want to visit Wonderlab whilst they're here at the Science Museum in South Kensington in London, how do they do that?
So at the moment, we are booking tickets to come into the museum online, just in general. But you can also book tickets for the Wonderlab online before you come. Also, sometimes when it's very quiet, you can come up and just get tickets on the day. But it's probably best to book in advance.
Sounds fun. Thank you very much, Adam. And remember, whatever you get up to, whether it's visiting a museum or something else entirely, we want to know. You can leave us a 5-star review wherever it is you're listening to this, or get in touch at funkidslive.com/activityquest. And here's what else is happening across the UK.
Thanks, Bex. Yes, do remember as well that the Science Museum, there is so much more than just the Equinor Gallery there. You can do a whole lot. I had a really fun time walking around the rest of the museum during my time there, so do check that out as well. Okay, events from across the UK. Ding, ding! Welcome aboard the Ghost Bus Tours, you poor soul. It's the UK's only comedy horror theatre sightseeing experience on wheels. The Necrobus has been in public service for over a decade now, running numerous haunted tours daily of the best of London, Edinburgh and York. The Ghost Bus is a classic 1960s Routemaster painted black and decked out with antique lamps and plush red velvet curtains. It's suitable for ages 7+. The Ghost Bus Tours.com is the place to find out more. And in November, leaders from across the world will gather in Glasgow. They're going to be chatting about the future of the planet in the COP26 climate change conference. We're going to hear a little bit more about that in just a second. At the other end of the country is the Eden Project, part science experiment, part museum of plants. We've actually had the founder, Sir Tim Smith, on Activity Quest before. You can walk among plants in huge biomes, which are basically massive climate-controlled domes, and you can learn how plants and trees can help stop climate change. Edenproject.com is the place to go for more about that. And Halloween is in the air. Get your spook on with BBC Top of the Pops magazine out on Wednesday. This awesome issue comes with a Halloween mini mag full of creepy quizzes and frightful puzzles. Plus, you'll get 4 cute door hangers, a cool stick-on nails kit, 2 giant posters, and an amazing mystery gift too. Inside, you'll find out how Anne-Marie gets her chill on, LOL with Billie Eilish, and get creative designing your own Among Us character. Pretty sus. Plus, there's also tons of fashion, cringes, inspo, and so much more. Don't miss out on this spooktacular issue, which is out on Wednesday.
Remember to check before you travel and book in advance where you can. And whatever you do, tell them Activity Quest sent you. Now, for the past few weeks, George has been gallivanting around the country to visit some tip-top roller coasters. Lentester is a theme park ride expert, and today, we're going abroad. I mean, we've been all over the place So far, Chessington World of Adventures, Alton Towers, even Disneyland. And this week, we're off to the old US of A, to Universal Orlando, to test out a coaster there.
When Testers Ultimate Theme Park Rides.
You're listening to Fun Kids, and once again I'm joined by theme park expert, the man who applies science to theme parks, but he also knows everything there is to know about them, and that's why Len Tester is here with Len Tester's Ultimate Guide to Theme Parks. He is giving us some of the best attractions in the world. We've got an ongoing leaderboard where we're ranking each one to find out which attraction tops the leaderboard. So Len, hello, I hope you're well. Can you hit us with which attraction we're talking about today, please?
So George, we're going over to the United States and we're talking about the newest roller coaster at Islands of Adventure in Universal Orlando, and that is Velocicoaster.
Ooh, interesting. Okay, let's take a back step and start with Islands of Adventure. So that is kind of the sister theme park to Universal Studios in Orlando, Florida, right?
It is. So if you think of the Universal Orlando Resort is comprising two theme parks and a water park. Velocicoaster is themed to the Jurassic Park movie franchise, and it's part of the Jurassic Park land in that park.
Now, obviously, it's a film that many of our listeners will absolutely love. So this ride, is it kind of quite well themed in the Jurassic Park, Jurassic World universe?
It is. The thing that I look for in a roller coaster, especially an outdoor roller coaster like this, is it has to have a certain minimal amount of theming to make it believable, right? If we just wanted to go on a roller coaster that spun us upside down, 15 times, we could go on any, regional theme park around us. But to make a special trip to Orlando, you want some combination of theming and the thrills. And so what Velocicoaster does is integrates you into the Jurassic Park movies by saying we've captured some velociraptors. Remember the sort of the scary small raptors from the... So you've sort of captured them. But George, this is a theme park ride, so the story has to include, and then something went wrong.
Of course.
So we've captured the velociraptors, and then something goes wrong. This ride just opened this year, just opened in 2021. I think this is the best roller coaster in Orlando. It's fast. It also makes excellent use of the land around it. You're twisting and turning not only around the Jurassic Park section of the park, but also over the water.
Oh, wow.
And when you go over water, I don't know about you, George, but for me, you get a different feeling when you plummet down towards water than you do if you
It's scarier, right?
The other thing I love about this ride is, one, they've got an innovative new safety system for the ride, and it locks in place around your hips. But the thing that does is two things. One, it leaves your arms free to sort of wave about, because you know how like people like to raise their arms on a roller coaster. The other thing is that, and if you've ever been on sort of a rougher roller coaster, the thing that it doesn't do is it doesn't bounce your head between the shoulder restraints.
Which is one of the big issues with roller coasters for people.
And because of that, it's a much smoother experience. And while it's fast, don't get me wrong, it is a fast ride and it's full of thrills, but it's not scary like other rides. The other thing that I love about this ride is the ride designers have really mastered the ride physics. Lots of thrill rides, they're trying to either accelerate very, very fast, or they're trying to make you go upside down to make you lose your lunch. This is more like a ballet of physics where you're feeling the zero G weightlessness, or you're feeling the pull from gravity, but it's all done so well. Even if you're not a super roller coaster fan, Velocicoaster is something you should experience.
So this is a new ride. It's a fast ride. It's a clever ride. It applies a different way of thinking to roller coasters, and arguably best of all, it's really well themed in the Jurassic Park, Jurassic World universe. Let's get down to the serious part now. We need your score, Len. So the two criteria are fun and innovation. So what's your scores going to be?
And again, keeping in mind this is primarily for older kids and for teens, I give it a 10 out of 10 for fun. It is, again, I think the best roller coaster in Orlando. In terms of innovation, 8 out of 10, primarily for the physics and for the ride system. It's a fantastic ride.
Whoo, that is a big score. 18 out of 20. That is massive. So, currently at the top of the leaderboard is Big Thunder Mountain from Disneyland Paris, which scored 16 out of 20. So that means right. Velocicoaster is going right to the top. This is going to take some beating. Amazing. Okay, look, well, we're going to find out if any attraction in the whole world can beat it. But we'll be doing that next time. Len, thank you very much for joining me, and I'll see you soon.
Thanks to Len, and thanks to George as well. I have refrained from doing an American accent. You're welcome. Now, the great thing about radio and podcasts is that we can fly all over the world to tell you about these amazing things without actually going there ourselves. In a few weeks' time, world leaders will all be flying here, though, to the UK, to Glasgow in particular, to participate in something called COP26. It's the United Nations Climate Change Conference, and we want you to get involved. Fun Kids is going to be hosting a load of workshops and assemblies. We've got worksheets, and lots of people are coming to speak to us about how we can make the world a better place. But we also need your questions. Head over to funkidslive.com to ask your question on climate change. Questions like these.
This autumn, world leaders will come together in Glasgow, right here in the UK, to make the world a greener and cleaner place to live by tackling the challenges of climate change. So here at Fun Kids, over the next few months, we'll be talking to the experts and getting some great tips on things we can all do to make changes. And we want to put you in the driving seat. So send us your questions to let us know what's important to you and what you want to learn more about.
How can we stop climate change?
Has the Earth climate changed before?
What will happen to the animals if the climate changes?
Each question you ask will go into a prize draw, so send them over to us at funkidslive.com for a chance to win. And together, we can change the world.
Again, go to funkidslive.com to ask your climate change question. And just like that, we're done. We've given you stuff to do. Now, it's your turn to go and do it. Remember, there are loads of episodes of Activity Quest that you can go back and listen to anytime you like. If you're after some more suggestions, just scroll back in your podcast and pick an episode you fancy. Whatever you do, and however you do it, tell us at funkidslive.com/activityquest. And remember to rate, review, and follow this podcast wherever it is you're listening to it. I'm Bex, and this has been a podcast from the UK's children's radio station, Fun Kids. Listen to me on your DAB digital radio, online, on the free Fun Kids mobile app, and on your smart speaker. Just say, play Fun Kids every weekday from 4 p.m. See you then.
The Space Programme is a Baffled Gab production for the UK's children's radio station, Fun Kids. You can listen to Fun Kids all day on your DAB digital radio, on your smart speaker by saying play Fun Kids, and on the free Fun Kids mobile app. You can also listen online and play loads of games, quizzes, as well as find out the latest news at funkidslive.com.
Hey, it's Dan here. If you haven't heard, the Fun Kids Science Weekly is back. And bigger than ever. We hear all about the biggest stories in the world of science.
And so they realize, oh my gosh, I think what we're seeing is a newborn great white.
Find out which science is the best.
Wow, I thought that just sounded like such a cool career that I could get out there, visit different places in those different environments.
Put your questions to the experts.
How does a mobile phone contact another mobile phone without a wire?
Remember to send in your questions on the free Fun Kids app or at funkidslive.com. That's the bigger and better Fun Kids Science Weekly every Saturday from wherever you get your podcasts.